I couldn't remember the code. Who told me to start it?
Should I say the code on the recording?
Okay, let's begin this little sikha that we get to have. It's wonderful to be at least come back to the campus that I called home for 20 years throughout my my high school and college and smicha and kollel and elyon and teaching time. It's really was a home away from home for many. Many years, and Baruch Hashem is always wonderful to return and share Torah with the Yeshiva University family. We know we're in the middle of Sefer HaGeulah, we're in the middle of Sefer Shmos, starting off with the birth of Am Yisrael. We had Sefer Bereishis, which was going from individuals all the way till a nation. And then we come to Sefer Shmos, where we start off with Am Yisrael, the first person to call Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, but Am B'nai Yisrael, the first person to do that was Paro and Sefer Parsha Shmos. And we lead into the ultimate Geula. Geula is a process going from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Kriyas Yamsuf to Maimon Har Sinai and this week's Parsha. Right now, it's a very intense time period. We are in the middle of Maimon Har Sinai. Parsha Yisrael, Parsha Mishpatim. The two versions of Maimon Har Sinai are right here. We're right in the middle. But that is not the end. We don't have Geula once we have Maimon Har Sinai. We know we, of course, have Truma Tetzava, Kitzis of Yaakov Akudei, the Mishkan. And ultimately, once we have Hashras HaShchina, Binyan HaMishkan, at the end of the Sefer, so that is where we can say that we have ultimately reached Geula. So if we think of that structure of Sefer Shmos, there is a simple question that many Mefarshim ask, and that is, by Yaakov Akudei, we know the Torah is very meticulous. Kodesh Baruch was very meticulous in every single letter, every single word, every single tag. You know, the Gemara Menachos tells us that Rabbi Akiva would learn out mountains and mountains of halachos from every little crown on top of every little letter. And if we think about Sefer Shmos and we think about the last two parshios, what we're building up to, there are 214 sukkim, which we lechora didn't really need. Think about Truma Tetzaveh is the tzivah, Ve'yakol is a repeat of, mostly a repeat of Truma, Pekudei is a repeat of Tetzaveh. We have so many psukim. And we know Parshas Naso, there are many drushes. Why we have it repeated over and over and over again, all of the Nesiim. So we could ask the same similar question by Sefer Shmos. The goal that we're heading towards, we're in the middle of, you know, after Kisisa, they built it. They would go through so many psukim. What's the emphasis? Says Rav Palm, a message that doesn't only answer this question, but it's really a message for life. There's one major difference between Truma Tetzaveh and Vayakel HaPekudei. And the Torah wants to emphasize that. Hundreds of psukim because it's such an important message. What's the message? What's the difference between them? Truma Tetzaveh, V'yasisa. V'yasisa, V'yasisa. Do. Sibui. The plan. What the plan was going to be. Vayaka Pekudei is, they did it. Vayasu. Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. How many times in life do we have plans? How many times in life do we hope to do something? Do we decide to do something? Do we want to do something? And we look back a few weeks later after we made this unbelievable decision. I'm going to make this semester, right? Still towards the beginning of the semester. Right? Are we in there? Right? We're in the, right? So I'm going to do it. I'm going to be amazing. And then sometimes we look back and maybe it didn't turn out as planned. We had a plan, but it didn't turn out as planned. The godless of Vayakel and Pekudei is that they took the plan and they capitalized and they fulfilled it down to the last bolt. Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. And there are really two messages, if we think about this idea from Rav Palm, that we can think about. Number one, they had a plan. In life, we need to plan. We need to plan things. We plan We plan about our financial future. We plan about our educational future, I'm sure. We all plan, okay, how many semesters do I need? And what am I going to do then? And graduate school is how many years? And this is how many years? So we all have educational plans, right? How many years to get to me? We all have financial plans. Where do I want my investment to be in 2 years, 4 years, 6 years? We need plans in our ruchnius. You know, how many mesechtes do I need to, I want to conquer by this? When I'm this age, you know, which areas of halacha do I want to be proficient in? When am I going to get through the Mishnah Berurah? When am I going to start two Mishnayos a day? We need to plan, right? What do I want my davening to look like? Right, the Mesillas Yesharim talks about. The Yetzirah, right, one of his great avodos is to make us not plan. When we plan, then he's very upset. Right, the Mesillas Yesharim in Perek Beis. What's Zahirus? Mizbonein u'mafakeach al ma'isa b'drachah. We have to think about our actions. Hatov me'min lo, levilti yasov nafsho. Not to leave ourselves, l'sakonas yivadun chas v'chalila. Zos be'mes achas mitachpulas ha'yitzahara. This is one of the tachpulas, one of the strategies of the yitzahara. L'hach b'ravudaso, b'smidus halibos b'nei adam. To be machbar aravoda. Right, it's always busy season. Right, nowadays there's no such thing as not busy season. Pita people in any profession. Right? It's busy season. Right now it's like from day one. I have papers, I have midterms, I have finals, I have this, I have that. It's always busy season. Right? We need plans. We need to stop and think to plan out what we want to do. What is, right? Many Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky talks about this. What do I want my brachos to look like in a month from now? In 6 months from now? Are my brachos going to look the same as it did 10 years ago and 10 years from now? So number one, chiddush, is that we need to plan. Number two is that we need, once we plan, to run with it. To do it. The act was rezus. It's an unbelievable pasuk in Sefer Shmuel. Pasuk tells us, David HaMelech, he finally is in Yerushalayim, and he's ready. He's ready to build the Beis HaMikdash. He's psyched. Vayehi kasher yashav HaMelech beBeisov, Hashem hiniach lo misaviv mikol oyviv. David, no more wars. He's relaxing in Yerushalayim. He's moved his malchus, right? 7 years, 7.5 years in Hebron, 33 years in Yerushalayim. But he's there. He's ready. Yomar Melech Nasan Anavi. David HaMelech says to Nasan, Re'ena Anochi Yoshev Beis Arazim, Ba'aron Elkim Yoshev B'Soche Riyah. Not right. I'm here in a beautiful palace, and where's the Aron? There's no house for God. I want to build a Beis HaMikdash. Yomar Nasan Al HaMelech, Kol Asher Bilvavcha Lechasei, Ki Hashem Imach. Go for it. Go for it, done. Great idea. Start building the Beis HaMikdash. Next pasuk. Vayehi balayla hahu. Sounds familiar. Almost shloshim yom v'ne'achad. Vayehi balayla hahu. Vayedvar Hashem al Nasan lehem. In the middle of the night, Hashem says to Nasan, wait. Leich v'yamar tel avi al David. Go tell David. Komar Hashem ha'atativ ne'li ba'is l'shifti. Is David going to build the house? No, you got to stop David. In Divrei Hayamim it says, he has blood on his hands. For whatever reason we know, David can't build the Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be his son. Asks Rashi, why did Hashem have to wake up Nasan in the middle of the night? Wait till the morning, after Shacharis, go over to David and say, David, you know what? Sorry. You can't do it. God changed his mind. Asks Rashi, why? No, Dafka, Balayla Hahu, in the middle of the night, you gotta run, go to David, quickly. Rashi, Shmuel Beis, Zayin Dalet, Amar Bichanina Bar Papa, Amar Lohakadosh Baruch Hu Lanasan, Ha'adam Azesh, Ani Meshalechacha Etzlo, Mahirhu, the man that you're going to, David, he's a Mahir. Shemi Yischarpol, the name Satan Mavsido. You know, David's already on the phone, I'm sure. David's already on three phones, calling contractors, calling up the tzur, calling up to this, where he's going to get the building, the lumber. Go now! If you wait till the morning, he's going to have so much already in place. Because when David has a plan, he acts on it. He doesn't wait. He's a Mahir. He's a Zaris. We have to have a plan, and we have to act on the plan. Because feelings don't last. Rav Avadya Yosef, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, commentary on Pirkei Avos, Anafes Avos, it's one volume, it's great. I don't know if they have it here in the sale, you can check. But there he writes, in the first parak on the Pasuk, on the Mishnah, Lo Achshav Emasai, he quotes a story about one of the Rothschilds, about the tzaddik of the Rothschild house, Baron William Rothschild. Everyone came to Rothschild to ask for some sukkah. He said he had all these haskamis, and Baron Rothschild looks, and he's like looking in his wallet, and he can't find anything. He's like, I don't have anything on me. I wish I could give you. I said, no, don't worry about it. He starts to leave. He said, no, wait. He takes off his gold watch. And he gives it to him. He says, here, come back tomorrow, but take this meanwhile. He's like, okay, I'll come back tomorrow. Don't give me your gold watch. He said, no, take my gold. No, I'm not taking your gold watch. He's like, you're taking my gold watch, and you'll come back tomorrow. He's like, why? He says, because right now I know I want to give you, and I feel it. But who knows what tomorrow is going to be? Who knows if I'm going to feel it tomorrow? Who knows if I'm also going to be inspired to give? You know what? If you have my watch, I know that I'm going to have to give. Even if I don't feel it. Because if he had the plan and he knew what he wanted to do, he did something right away. Shemin Atov, in one of his Sfarim, also points out, maybe this idea is the same message of what we call one of the most defining events in our history, Akedas Yitzchak. Think why Akeda, the binding of Yitzchak, why was that detail focused on? Why do we call it that, the Akeda? Why don't we call it the Sreifa, the almost Sreifa? Why don't we call it the Ha'alah? That's what happened. Also, the going up of Yitzchak. We have to focus on this one detail, the tying his hands. Why is that so important? Akedas Yitzchak. There's a Medrash. Medrash tells us, on the way to the Akeda, Yitzchak, 37-year-old strong man, walking with his elderly father, they're on the way. Yitzchak says to his father, Dad, probably not Dad, but says, Avinu, literally was his Aviv. You know, I'm really inspired. I'm into it. I'm psyched. But yeah, I'm a little nervous. Yeah, what are you nervous on about? He says, you would think what he's nervous about. He says, I'm nervous that when I see the knife up on top of me, I'm going to move and passel the shechita. So please make sure to tie my arms down very tightly so I can't move. What's the message? Yitzchak Avinu was inspired. He felt it at that moment. But he knew that feelings don't always last. And moments of inspiration sometimes dissipate. And sometimes aren't as strong in the future. Yitzchak took precautions when he felt it. He did something. So that even when the feelings aren't there anymore, it's already in place. Because he had a plan. And that's Akedas Yitzchak. And that's not why we laid it on Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah, we all feel great in that plan. And it's amazing. And then, but what's going to happen in the future? I once went over 1 year. 1 year I had this. I was here for my YU career. I was here for Yom Kippur 1 year. I remember after Yom Kippur, I went over to Rabbi Yitzchak Kohn, Shlita. I said, Rebbe, how was your Yom Kippur? He says, don't ask me that now. I can't tell you now my Yom Kippur was. Ask me in July how my Yom Kippur was. So see, right now we're all inspired. But I can't tell you now, man. Did I act based upon it? Did it mean something in my life? So number one, plans. And number two, not just plans, but we have to act based on plans. It's hard for us. Why is it hard for us? We have plans, we act based on plans. Because things in life take time. We all want to learn Shas tonight. You know, we all want to do everything. You know, we live in a generation, you know, if it takes 7 seconds to log on, I call the provider. It's like, what's wrong? Like wasting my time. You know, we live in a microwave generation. Can't fathom. I remember when microwaves, you know, I'm not such an old guy. But before, when I made Aliyah, I remember there was I was talking to a colleague about different things, and I forgot that the different kalim came up. We're talking about refrigerators and different types of items that I have to buy new because it's 220, and a microwave. And he mentioned, yeah, we don't have a microwave in the house. I'm like, you what? He's like, no, we don't have a microwave. I'm like, so how do you like warm up noodles? He says, what if you know you're going to want to have noodles for lunch, you take it out in the morning and you put them on the counter and they get room temperature. I'm like, what? I'm like, I'm giving you my microwave. I was going to work in Israel, so I gave him my microwave. But we live in a microwave generation, you know, it's got to be done now. We need fast results. fascinating. A couple of months ago, I'm missing one of my other shiurim. A couple of months ago, one morning, I don't look at my phone before davening, so right after I gave the daf in the morning, I looked at my phone, and there was an email from someone. And Rabbi Rosner, it's kind of somewhat of an emergency. If you could give me a number for me to call, that would be great. I'm like, what? What's that? I wrote down my number. I have no idea who this is. So I didn't hear from the person the whole day. That night, about 12 hours later, 13 hours later, I got a WhatsApp. Got a WhatsApp. I saved it. Is this Rav Rosner? Yes. I was the bacher who emailed the Rav yesterday. I need some help with regarding to my learning. Like emergency, but it's fine. Can you help me? I know it's quite weird that I'm contacting you from across the globe. It's just that I've listened to a lot of your shiurim and sichos, so I think the Rav will be able to help me. What's your issue? Covering ground. I just can't. It's depressing. I managed only maybe 6 vlad in Elul. It's not that I don't learn. I'm not comfortable saying this, but I learn 12 hours a day. I'm also, Baruch Hashem, very good in halacha shiurim. I got haskam in shchita, v'chulu. So I answered, that's not covering ground. We don't measure growth based on dafim, but on effort and work, v'chulu. Just do whatever you can, v'chulu. So there's no inyan in knowing shas? Take it day by day. That's all you need to do. How old are you? 21. Interesting. I spoke a little bit of other things, skipping. Based on my cheshbon, I will finish shas when I'm 112 years old. Quite depressing. There's no chiyuv to know shas, just to do the best you can. That's what Hashem wants. It's the Sahara tab you have these thoughts. Hashem doesn't want you to be upset. Bechul. I understand, but perhaps I'm just not managing. 6 blad in his man is a problem. When am I going to finish? And it took about 15 to 20 WhatsApps. Take a chill. You want to know shas, that's great. But plans take time. We just want the results. But we have to recognize that. Rav Yosef Nechemi Kornitzer, the last rav in Krakow, discussed, it's pretty amazing that if you think about Maisa Bracious, think about many Midrashim and Maisa Bracious, there were many things that, there were many steps that took place that things didn't happen right away. Right? Rashi says, Yehi Rakia Pirish, Yeschazik HaRakia, Sha'afa Pisha Shamayim B'yom Risho Nivru'u, Adayin Lachim Hayu, V'karshu B'sheini Nigar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The heavens started to be created on day one, but they were finished on day two. Yihima Oros. What does Rashi say? The sun and the moon and the stars were off really from day one, but they weren't hung in the right spot until Wednesday. And then Hashem hung them in the right spot. Rashi say later on, the grass was there beforehand and was created with the dasher, but it wasn't finished. Well, there's so many things that you start and don't finish until later. Even in Maisa Bereishis, the greatest creation and plan of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching us that things take time. Things take time, kaviyachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching us, not everything happens right away. Yosef Nechemi Kornitzer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzafan bazeh musar haskel b'nei adam, shebechol maisa sher yasun yetam bin neged einayhem, leidau lehodia shegdulos v'neflos lo b'pam achas yibarun. You have to realize that. Ezel Chacham, he quotes the Gemara in Tamid, Haroe es Hanolad. You have to view the Nolad, what's going to come. And he says that's what we have to realize. Things take time. Number one, again, Techaza, where are we up to? We have to have plans. Number two, we have to act on those plans as soon as we can come up with the plans. Number three, we have to recognize that anything in life takes time. Maisa Bereishis took time. Right? The Eser Makos. Hashem didn't go boom to teach the Mitzrayim. Takes time. The longest man of the year, Chorev's man. Right? This time, it's the longest. You don't see what's going on in the winter. Right? Everything's underneath the surface. After a few months, you see the fruit, you see the peros. You just need the patience. And the second challenge may be in fulfilling plans. Number one, they take too long. We want to have it done. But number two is that, you know, it's hard for us. We think we all have our own personal challenges. We think we all have our own pekel in life. I don't have the skills that the other guy does. I don't have the kochos. I didn't have the same education. I have a different family issue. I'm addicted to my phone. You know, whatever it is, we all have various challenges. We have all the excuses. But we have to recognize that our package in life is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Right? Famous thought, famous comment of Rav Kook in his Siddur. on the what we say in Yom Kippur davening. Elokai, ad shelo notzarti, eini chidai, v'achshav shelo notzarti, ki lo notzarti. Ad shelo notzarti, Rav Kook writes, before I was created, before I came to the world, eini chidai, I had no purpose. We weren't supposed to be born into the time period of Rabbi Akiva Eger or Rabbi Akiva. We had no purpose in life. The second that we were born is exactly when Hashem decided the world needs us. It's like, you know, when's the due date? Right? The due date is when the baby comes out. I was born 6 weeks early. No, I was born exactly when Hashem said I should come out. That's exactly when HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that each of us have something to give to the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a package for us. Everything that's beyond our control that's given to us, that we're born into, that's what Hashem thinks. That's what our tafkid is. Rav Soloveitchik writes in Yemei Zikaron, each of us are here with a shlichus, with all of our challenges, with all of our talents, and with all of our limitations. Ha'ashgacha yoda'as heichan v'keitzad yochol ha'prat ha'yachid shal chisron osav v'kochas ha'nefesh ha'atzurim bo l'kayim ha'shlichuso. Hashem knows what we need. He's not giving us a challenge or a tafkid without giving us the kochos to fulfill that tafkid. So we have to look within ourselves and say we can do it. We can fulfill the plans. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us. And we're not perfect. We make mistakes. We have challenges. But Hashem gives us chances, gives us new days. Unbelievable thought I mentioned from one of the Bali Musar. We see every morning, Mo Daniel Fanecha, Melechai V'Kayom, Shekhazarta bi Nishmasi V'Chemla, Kama, Rav Hashem, thank you. And we recognize that you returned our Neshama V'Chemla with compassion. Last two words, Rabba Emunasecha. Great is, what should the words be? My Emunah. Hashem, I have such Emunah, I woke up in the morning, awesome. No, we say Rabba Emunasecha, your Emunah. Your emuna, Rabbi emuna si. Bali Musar say no. If you help me wake up, if you gave me another day, if you allowed me to breathe and to stand up, it must be that you have faith in me that I have a purpose to fulfill today, that I have a tafkid, that I have something to accomplish, to give to Am Yisrael, to give to the world. Rabbi emuna secha. With all the things going on in our lives, you believe in me. You believe that I could fulfill what I'm planning, with all of my challenges. Because nobody's perfect. My friend in one of his farm has an unbelievable comment. Got who he quotes. We know that from Parsha Shmos, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, by the sneh, Moshe, it's time. It's time, you know, I need you. You know, go back to Mitzrayim. Moshe's like, I'm sorry. I'm not the one. No, I have an older brother. He's good. You know, who says they're worthy. All the excuses in the book. Finally, after the third time, Moshe says, no, I got a great excuse. Kfad pev, kfad lashon ado. I have a speech impediment. What should the next pasuk be? And Hashem said, abracadabra, boom. No speech impediment. Hashem could do that. Doesn't say that. Hashem says, don't worry, you can do it. I don't know, hubby, you could do it. Why didn't Hashem just heal him? Because to be the greatest leader of Am Yisrael, it doesn't mean you have to be perfect. With the chisronos and with the imperfections, you can still be Moshe Rabbeinu. Bedafka. Because everybody has kfat tev, kfat lashon about them. Right? Everybody has issues. The famous letter of Rav Huttner. Right? Oh, who knows how many difficulties and nefilos and that the Chafetz Chaim had. Because we have to recognize that everybody in life has challenges. We just have to know how we deal with challenges and how we deal with limitations. There's a mashal given out there in the world. Right? When you boil up different things, there's different effects. When you have a pot of hot water and you put into it an egg or a carrot or a coffee bean, think what happens. An egg gets hard. A carrot gets soft. And a coffee bean goes into the water and makes coffee. When we have challenges, do we like get hard and we can't, we're paralyzed and we can't move? Do we just melt and just forget it? Or do we try to be mashpia on our surroundings and overcome and make a difference, even if it's hard and even if it's hot. Because that's what life's about. Number one, coming up with a plan. Number two, following through like David HaMelech. He was a mahir. Number three, recognizing that plans take time and things don't happen overnight. Now, we all want to learn Shas tonight, but, you know, day by day, even if you don't miss a day, 27, 11 days, right? Even if we don't miss one day, Amid Yomi is double, almost. But we have to recognize things take time, and it's okay, because it's about the process. Maisa Bracious also took time. And number four, with all of our challenges, we could do it. Kadosh Baruch Hu believes in us. Rabbe Munasecha. We each have a shlichus. We all could do it. With our kfad peh v'kfad lashon. But one final point. We have to make sure that our dreams are in the realm of reality. We have to make sure to dream high, but not beyond. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu writes in his Sefer on Chumash, Parshas Kiseitza, that we know there's a mitzvah. When you build a house, you have to put a roof on it. When you have a roof on it, you have to put a gate around it, a maka. When you build a house of dreams, a huge edifice, a huge structure, put a maka. Make sure it's fenced. Make sure it's not too far that if I don't reach it, then I'm going to get depressed and lose it all. Yesivne. Build a bayis chadash. But if you see some makeh l'gagecha, make sure there's a makeh. Make sure there's something to grab onto. Make sure there's something that I can reach for and in that way be able to accomplish and be successful. So it's about planning. It's about vayakel pekudei. Life's about vayakel pekudei. We go through all those psukim, ma'aver sedra, all those psukim, we'll repeat. But to think about it, v'yasisa became v'yasu, because we could all do it. It's in our koach. Just to end with a story, they say over that a chassid came to the Baal Shem Tov and said, Rebbe, right? Some of you might have probably heard this in different forms. I want to see Eliyahu now. Baal Shem Tov, obviously. You know, you must know where Eliyahu Navi is. So Baal Shem Tov says, go to the next town. Go there for go there for Shabbos, and you'll meet Eliyahu Hanavi. Go there. Make sure you bring, stuff. Go there and you meet Eliyahu Hanavi. Great. So he goes. Before Shabbos, he goes. He buys wherever he's going to meet Eliyahu Hanavi. He wants to bring him. Doesn't know if he's going to eat, but he brings him a whole basket of fruit. And he goes ready. He goes to the next town. He goes over. He goes to the shul. He's looking around. Where? Which one? Which one of these rebbes? Who's going to go? He goes to the Mizrach. Waits for the end of davening. Everybody's saying Good Shabbos. Saying Good Shabbos. They're wonderful. Everybody starts filing out. And the shamish is closing up the shul. Mister, you okay? It's like, yeah, I'm just looking for somebody. What the Baal Shem Tov, what was he talking about? He doesn't know what to do. He has this whole fruit. He doesn't have a place to go. He goes to the first house next to the shul, knocks on the door. This almana opens the door, a bunch of kids. She's like, yeah. He's like, I don't really have a place. I have all this food. I don't know what to do. She's like, come in. I was supposed to meet somebody. Come in. It's fine. You can eat with us. Okay. After Shabbos, he goes back to the Baal Shem Tov and says, Rebbe, I don't know what you were talking about. I don't want to say Rebbe lied, but I don't. Next Shabbos. Okay, next Shabbos. No question, the Rebbe. Next Shabbos, he goes, he buys the big basket of fruit, and he goes. Next door, same shul. The people now are like looking at him like, didn't we see you before? Sorry, last week, same thing, same people, doesn't see anybody different. The end of davening, everybody filing out. He's like hoping, is there somebody new? Nothing. The shamish again says, you again? What's going on? Okay. Goes, follow, what's he going to do? Goes to the next door, knocks on the door. Say, you're a wonderful, you're okay, it's fine, come in, please. Thank you. Please make yourself comfortable. Goes back to the Baal Shem Tov. He's like, Red. Baal Shem Tov says, next Shabbos. Okay? Last time. He goes, he buys the big basket of fruit, he goes to the shul, he's looking, he says, Baal Shem Tov's not going to do this to me for a third time. Looks around, nothing. He's like, what? What does the Baal Shem Tov want from me? Okay, goes to the shul, I'll find out after Shabbos. He goes, he starts walking towards the house, he's about to knock on the door, and he hears from inside, the little children screaming to their mother, "Mommy, Mommy, we're starving! We have no food! We have nothing! Whoa, we need food!" And the mother says to the children, "Don't worry, maybe Elio Anavi is going to come back again this Shabbos. We could each be Elio Anavi. We could each bring Yeshuos and Refuos and Geulos. We just have to look into ourselves. Because there's an Elio Anavi inside each of us. To fulfill our tafkidim, to fulfill, even if it might take time. But that's the message of the entire second half of Sefer Shmos. The plan of Kriyas Yamsuf, Maimon Har Sinai, building the Mishkan, but they actually did. As Hashem, we should all have to the Shmaya to be able to fulfill our dreams, build that Makkah on the dreams, and be able to share in all the dreams, fulfill the Klal Yisrael.